One of the many mitzvahs found in the parsha, the mitzvah of Arla. And the mitzvah of Arla states that one may not eat or benefit from the fruit for the first 3 years of a tree. During the fourth year, the fruits are eaten in Yerushalayim only. And from the fifth year on, the fruits may be eaten anywhere. The Chidah comments that this pasuk is an allusion, it's a remez to the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamesh LeMikra, that we begin teaching a five-year-old Torah. At the age of five, we begin teaching him Psukim Chumash. And the Chidah explains that children are compared to the fruit of the tree. The parents are the tree, the children are the fruits. And then the first 3 years of his life, we don't teach him anything, just like we don't eat from the fruit. We don't teach the children anything. During his fourth, because he's not capable of learning anything. During his fourth year, we teach him the letters and the syllables, the osios and the nekudos. And during the fifth year, we teach him Tanakh and go on to teach him more and more as he grows. And this is very parallel to how we treat the first few years of the fruit tree. This relates to the progression of his reading and his learning. But when he begins to speak, which takes place during his first 3 years, Chazal teach us that we should teach the child to recite the pasuk of Shema Yisrael. Chidah reveals an allusion to this as well, because the Rosh HaTevos in the pasuk of Shonim Yihyeh Lachem Areilim, the Shin, the Yud, the Lamed, the Ayin, share the same gematria as Shema 410. Although we only start teaching him at the age of four and then five, but the one pasuk, when he begins to speak, we teach him Shema already when he's within 3 years. That's what the Chidah writes. Now, the Chidah writes elsewhere that the halachas of Arla date back to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas too early. Had he waited until Shabbos began, he would have made Kiddush and eaten from the Eitz HaDaas. But he didn't wait. Adam HaRishon was given the instructions not to eat at the ninth hour and needed to wait just 3 hours until the start of Shabbos, and everything would have been fine. There wouldn't be death in the world. We wouldn't try to have to rectify this chait for the rest of our lives. But he jumped the gun and he ate at the ninth hour. He was commanded at the ninth hour and he ate at the ninth hour. He ate 3 hours too early. So too, says the Chidah, the halach of Arla is that we must may not eat for the first 3 years. We have to wait 3 years. Just like Adam didn't wait 3 hours, he should have. We have to wait 3 years as a takan, as a tikkun, as a rectification for the chait of Adam HaRishon. That's what the Chidah writes. It dates back to the chait of Eitz HaDaas. Perhaps we can explain this a little differently. The Bnei Sascha writes that four of the five senses were involved in the eating of the Eitz HaDaas. If you take a look at the psukim, we find that touch, taste, sight, and hearing are all mentioned within the story of Adam and Chav and Eitz HaDaas and the Nachash. The Torah makes no mention of the sense of smell, the sense, the koach hareach. The sense of smell had no part in the eating of Eitz HaDaas. Perhaps each year of the fruit tree corresponds to the five senses. And we can't eat during the first 3 years and only very limited in the fourth year, only in Yerushalayim. Perhaps paralleling the four senses involved in the eating of the Eitz HaDaas. But the fifth year, whereby eating the fruits are entirely permitted, perhaps represents the sense of smell, which does not require a tikkun, the sense that was unaffected, unadulterated, untainted from the sin of the Eitz HaDaas. In some way, the halachas of Arla are a rectification of this chait, and the four senses that were contaminated. As we raise our children in the path of Torah that is founded in the first pasuk, that they learn of Shema, we are furthering the rehabilitation of the chait Adam HaRishon. We're trying to have our children have a tikkun, do a tikkun for Adam HaRishon. So we want them to fix it. We want them to teach them the right way. The first 3, 4, 5 years of chinuch is so important, but it's also somehow a tikkun of Adam HaRishon. And the reciting of Shema, Shema, listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's only one God, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is also a tikkun of Adam who didn't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have an interesting minhag while reciting Shema of placing our hands over our eyes, all five fingers. I heard once that the five fingers correspond to the five senses. By placing our hand over our eyes while reciting Shema is a declaration to Hashem of complete commitment and belief that we plan to use all of our senses in following His ways, in the right ways. Not how they are used by Chet of Adam, but in the proper way. And each of the five fingers have different names by Chazal. If you take the gematria of all of them, which is Godel, Etzba, Amma, Kmitza, Zeres, plus the word Yad, you get the same exact gematria as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, plus the six letters. Have a wonderful Shabbos.